All right, great. Love is in the air. Sino rito may katabi ka mukhang in love? Well, then again, I'd like to take this time to honor Pastor Jeff. Pastor Jeff, thank you for having me here. How many of you here appreciate Pastor Jeff? Come on. You know what? More than what he said a while ago, this man, una, gusto kong sabihin sa inyo, you're so blessed to have Pastor Jeff in this, you know, leading our campus ministry, our youth ministry in this church. Why? Number one, because Pastor Jeff loves God. He's a lover of Jesus Christ. And second, he loves his wife. And third, sobrang mahal niya yung mga anak niya. And if those three people, including God that I mentioned, if that person loves those three, and then you guys are in good hands. Because sobrang alam ng tao ito yung priorities niya. That's why I would like to honor Pastor Jeff. Sabi mo sa atin, we're blessed to have Pastor Jeff. All right? And again, Pastor Jeff, thank you. And for the entire Metro East team, Pastor Dan, Pastor Ryan, Phoebe, JV, I really haven't met every one of them, but you guys are also blessed because you have a wonderful team, you know, behind sa lahat ng nangyayari dito. Can we just give them a round of applause? Again, thank you so much, of course, Pastor Mark, our senior pastor here in Victory Metro East. And again, we're on our series, Insta Love. How many of you here, you're enjoying the series so far, Insta Love? Diba? We're talking about my picture of perfect love. Mamaya lang, no, when the screen is okay, I'll introduce to you my family. Miski saan ako pumunta, I always bring a picture of my family. So mamaya, excited ako introduce sila sa inyo. But talking about our series, for the past 3 weeks, pinag-uusapan natin Insta Love. We're talking about love. And on the first week, 2 weeks ago, we've talked about, could this be love? Naalala niyo ba yung pinag-usapan natin two weeks ago? Diba? And kung agree kayo sa akin, all right, let me just ask if you're agreeing with me that people, not just young people, are crazy about love. Agree ba kayo ron? Sobrang baliw na baliw yung mga kabataan sa pag-ibig. Tinan mo yung katabi mo, mga ba? Hindi naman. All right, balikan ko lang, ano? Introduce ko na lang yung family ko. All right? That's my family right there. That's my son, Caleb. All right? He's 4 years old. He loves Angry Birds. Okay? And now that's my eldest daughter. That's Nicole. She's 9 years old. And of course, my one and only beautiful wife. All right? Isa lang po siya sa aking buhay. That's Vanessa. And we're married for about 9 to 10 years now. We'll be celebrating our 10th year anniversary this coming March 13th. All right? So God is good. God is faithful. Can we just give God a round of applause for that? All right? Sige, balik tayo. First week, crazy about love. Could this be love? And young people are so crazy about love. Pag yung mga tao, pag love ang pinag-uusapan, nag-iiba yung aura ng mukha. Agree ba kayo? Di ba? Nag-text lang, di ba? Ni-like lang yung status sa Facebook. Nag-status ka, nakita mo, nag-status sa status, nag-like doon sa status ng kaibigan mo. Anong reaction mo? Ay! Sabay dumating ng youth service. Ano sabihin mo? Ay! Talaga inuotag mo yung ulo mo sa pader, no? But then again, we talk about love is not about what we feel, but love is characterized by God's love. And last week, we talk about sex and purity. I know that friends with benefits, we learn about, and we've learned that it's God's will for us that we should be sanctified, that we should avoid sexual immorality. Now, we will be talking about marriage, and when we talk about marriage, medyo ang iniisip natin, pag marriage ang pinag-uusapan, usapang seryoso. Tama ba? Sumeryoso lang yung mga mukha nila. But also, there is a mystery going on. Di ba imagine mo, lalaki, babae, ang laki ng diferensya, magkakasal? Imagine mo, pag ang laki ng diferensya between men and women. Agree ba kayo? One example is, guys are actually, girls are, ano ba yun? Girls are emotional. Guys are physical. Let me show that. Girls are relational. Guys are physical. Di ba pag yung mga babae, pag relationship, kinikilig na. They get so kilig in relationships. Tama? Huh? Ayan, nag-text lang. Ay, baliktad daw. May nag-object. Tinext lang. Uy, kami. Uy, girl. Guess what? Kami na. Nag-text siya. Anong text niya? Girl, who you? Uy, kami na. But guys are physical. Yung mga lalaki, hawakan mo lang, kalmado lang yan. Kaya hawakan ng babae, no, kalmado lang yan. But deep inside, nag-uumapaw. Woo! Mga ganun yun. Hawakan na, pero pag ganun. Why? Guys are physical. Mga lalaki, pag tumingin yan, visual yan eh, di ba? Pag mga babae, I mean, okay lang naman, kung ano, hindi naman magagalit si Pastor Jeff, no? Pag ano, yan, pag tumingin sa babae, yun, hot yun. Nakakapaso. Hot yun. Ang haba ng buhok hanggang sa head. Curly pa. Tapos pag physical, pag ganito ni mabay, yun, hot yun. Ang haba ng pilik mata, pwedeng pamaypay sa MRT. Pwedeng pang alabit, pwedeng pang sampal. Hot yun. But girls are relational. They just enjoy relationships. What's next? Girls wants to talk, guys are just making noises. Agree ba rito? Diba? Pag mga ayaw talaga, woo! Yung mga babae, pag ano, girl, usap tayo, kita mo, 3 hours. Suko yung sun cellular sa Andy. Umahaba yung cellphone. Guys are just making noises. Pag kami ni Pastor Jeff, no, nag-basketball kami every Monday morning, talagang ano, kita lang, pre, pak, boom, shh. Ganun na kami. Kaya nga, merong girls talk, walang guys talk. Ang awkward. Guys talk. Anong guys talk? Pwede pa men's talk, usap tayo, seryoso. Pero guys talk, you know what happened? Walang ganon. Alright? Girls lang yon. Ano ba? Diba? Girls tend to feel their emotions. Guys tend to think their emotions. Mga babae talaga, yung emotion na talagang inaano nila eh. Hindi niya ako pinansin sa campus kanina. Kita mo, isang ban-i mo, isang linggo nakaratay sa ano. Nakadextrose eh. Hindi niya ako pinansin. But guys tend to think their emotions. Diba? Malungkot ako ngayon. Baksa akong sa class card ko. Tara, basketball tayo, bro. Tapos na, iniisip lang. And next, what else? Guys prefer mystery. Girls prefer action. Yung mga babae, gusto lang mystery. Sorry. Girls prefer mystery, guys prefer action. Yung mga babae, no, kailangan lagi mo hinuwalaan eh. You know, with my wife, sabihin ko, saan mo binili yung bag mo? Secret. Pagtanong ko, magkano yung bili mo dyan? Mas lalong secret. But guys prefer action. Again, I can't dwell too much on that action. And next is girls like chivalry, guys like buddies. Yung mga babae, gusto na yung queen effect, yung mga princess effect. Di ba? Agree ba kayo? Hindi. Di ba? I'm a princess. Okay lang yun, di ba? That's your identity in Christ. Pero talaga nag-goodwill kayo, doon, queen. Pero, guys like buddies. Kami, ang tawagan lang namin, di ba? Pre. Dude. Tol. Repa peeps. Psst. Ganun lang. Wala lang ano-ano. Ano ba? Girls want to be pursued. Guys want to pursue, di ba? Mga bae, dapat pinapursue natin yan. Mga guys, talagang parang mga leon yan. Kung makahanap. And also, pagdating sa wedding, girls are excited with gown, garden, and guy. Yeah? Excited sila, anong gown? 10 taon nag-diet para magkasya yung gown. Yung garden, talaga pinatubo yung halaman. Talaga excited sila ron. But guys just want their girl. Di ba? Ang importante sa ating mga lalaki, yung bride natin. I'm sure Pastor Jeff, he's been married now for 17 years. I really admire his passion for his family. Talagang, sabi niya sa akin, si Rhea lang talaga, talagang from the very beginning. Ako rin sa asawa ko, no, yung asawa ko si Van, nakita ko siya naglalakad sa altar. Siya na yun, siya lang, wala nang iba. So, and also, tayo lahat, this is the reality. We want a happily ever after kind of married life. Diba? Sino rito, yan yung gusto mo? Yung iba ayaw nyo? Ano ba prayer request nyo? Sana mapakasawa ko yung bubugbugin ako. Yung nasaktan ako. Di ba? Hindi. Ang gusto natin, we want to live happily ever after. Ayaw natin ng ganito, yung nightmare kind of marriage, parang Nightmare on Elm Street. Ayaw natin yan. But maybe for some of us, meron lang naman siguro dito, feel ko lang, no? Feel lang, no? But I'm sure there's most of us here, we're not interested when marriage is being talked about. Parang hindi tayo interesado about marriage. Wala yan. Marami kang misconception, preconception about marriage. I'm sure wala dito nun. Nasa Novaliches yung buti lang dito ako in-invite ni Pastor Jeff. No? But if you will look around, miski a lot of people are not interested about marriage, pero mangit nila, lalo na kung nasa isang relationship, yung tawagan nila, di ba? Narinigin na ba ito? Yung mag-on sila, ang tawagan nila, bebe ko. Di ba? Ano pa? Wifey ko. Hubby ko. Asawa ko. Meron pang iba, yung marami na, isa-isayin na natin. Sugar, sweetheart, loves, buko pa, pisa pa, monay, tokwa at baboy. Tawag ka na, tokwa, aliga rito. Baboy, aliga rito. Balot, penoy, di ba? Hindi sila mag-asawa, pero kung magtawagan sila, parang mag-asawa na, di ba? Sasabihin nila, hindi sila interesado about marriage. And nakakalungkot dito, marami rin tayong pinaniniwalaan na marriage myths. Unang myth, yung myth yung mga hindi na to about marriage, is just a piece of paper. The most important thing is that we love each other. Papel lang myth. Narinig yun na ba to? Yung marriage, papel lang yan. Meron akong papel dito, lagyan ko ng 500 pesos, tapos pakabili ako dyan sa KFC ng, ano, ng pagkain. Di ba, hindi pwede? But we treat marriage like that. Sabi natin, parang papel lang yan. Next is, being married will restrict me. I want to enjoy myself. KJ, a marriage myth. Hindi na to ko yan. Tapos sinasabi nila, Pastor, okay lang ba sa'yo? Araw-araw, adobo. Narinig nyo may excuse na yun. Kaya ayaw nila pumasok sa isang marriage or isang, I mean, being married. Kala kasi nila KJ. KJ si Lord. Sino dito may katabi kang KJ? Ah, wala. Huwag mo na sikuhin yung katabi mo, no? Ikaw yan. But God is not KJ. God takes pleasure. Mamaya, pag-uusapan natin yun. Last myth is, what's wrong with living in first? Why can't I test drive the car? Diba? Dapat i-test muna myth. Diba pag umunta ka sa mga super, sa department store, try mo muna yung sapatos, try mo yung kotse, test drive ko muna. Ang tanong, kotse ka ba? Sapatos, di ba? Ang tanong, sapatos ka ba? Sino rito mahilig ka sa free taste sa supermarket? Pag may free taste, nauna ka? Alam mo kung saan nilalagay yung stall ng mga free taste? Alam mo, ako, mahilig din ako sa free taste, no? May pupuntahan kami ng kasama ko si Ronel. Lagi kami pupunta rin sa Mesa Norte, parang Banchetto. Tapos, nag-free taste sila rin yung mga bagong produkto. Lechon. Tapos, alam ko saan yung paella. Pati nga nung paella, sa ulam, no? Ayos, libre. Joke lang. But, most of the time, pag free taste, hindi mo binibili. Ako, guilty ako ron. Mahilig ako sa free taste, pero hindi ko binibili. Di ba, isipin mo when it comes to being married. Di ba, tinry ka, tapos hindi ka binay. Ano maramdaman mo? Come on now. That's why we don't believe that myth. Dapat itest mo na myth. And that's why we're talking about marriage because at the same time, sobrang nakakalungkot yung mga different views about marriage. Same-sex marriage, divorce, annulment. In fact, here in the Philippines, tumaas yung annulment divorce rate. And in fact, a few years ago, merong bill na pinasa na yun nga, yung contract, magkaroon ng expiration date ang isang marriage contract, magkaroon ng expiration date. Meaning, after 5 years, pwede ka mag-renew kung gusto mo. Type ko pa ba to? Hindi na, bawal ng ininga eh. Re-renew ka. Praise God, hindi na tuloy yun. And in fact, lumataas yung mga annulment natin. And let me just quote, written in the article. Sige, isa pa. Nakalagay doon, based on 1% or 528,000 were either divorced or separated, 2.4% or 4.3% were live-in arrangements. I mean, that's so disturbing, right? But then again, kung nandito ka ngayon, nakaupo ka, you might be asking, what is really a picture of perfect love? Ano kaya yung picture talaga ng isang perfect marriage? Posible ba? Kaya ba? Pwede pa kaya? But Here's the thing. Tingin kayo dito. Tingin kayo dito. I cannot promise you a perfect marriage. If you're looking for a perfect marriage, I cannot promise you that. But there's one thing that I can assure you tonight as we listen to God's word, that if we will set our vision for marriage aligned to God's will, then one thing that we can offer you and we can assure you, if that's God's will, then it will be good, pleasing, and perfect. That is what we will learn tonight. And when we talk about marriage, dapat nakikita natin, kailangan may vision ka. Sino to may vision ka na about your wedding? Sino nga pangasawa mo? Okay, good. Kalo, ako, nakita ko na siya. But iba yung vision na pag-uusapan natin, alright? In Proverbs 29, verse 18, in the Amplified Version, sabi ron, where there is no vision, sabi mo, vision, the people perish. Sabi mo, perish. Pag wala daw vision, napapahamak yung mga tao. And no wonder what's happening to our marriages in this country. Again, I want to speak blessings to our nation. Kaya kayo nandito, you are the future generation, you are the future leaders. So as early as now, as young as you are, we are talking about marriage. And second, in Proverbs 29:19, sabi ron, when people do not accept divine guidance, they what? Run wild. Sino nito umikatabi kang wild? Ipostas natin. Di ba? Pag walang vision, walang guidance, kung saan pupunta? Left, right, up, down, left, right, BA, BA. Di ba? Lahat. Nagwawala. Alright? And listen to this. And sadly, a lot of marriages, alright, they just invest in the wedding day. I mean, wala kang masama mag-invest sa wedding day, but most are investing in the wedding day but not in the marriage itself. Kung magpapakasal ka ngayon, alam mo magkano nag-interview lang ako ng mga kilala ko, it will cost you around 200, 300, 400, 500,000. And they invest so much in the wedding day. Again, of course, it's God's blessing. That's definitely okay. But most of us are actually missing the point that we should invest in the marriage itself. Say mo sa katabi mo, praise God. Tabihin mo, praise God. You know what? You are here tonight. Andito ka ngayong gabing ito because what you will be hearing through the Word of God will be your future investment. Come on now. Mag-i-invest tayo ngayon. Alright? And let me just share to you three P's about marriage. Number one, three P's are God's plan, God's purpose, and God's pleasure about marriage. Let me start with God's plan. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 to 22, sabi ron, the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Alright? This is the book of the beginnings. Yun yung Genesis. In the beginning, di ba, God created the heavens and the earth, the mountains, the sky, the birds, the tipaklong, the frog, lahat ginawa ni Lord, and even Adam. And sabi ni Lord, yung ginawa niya lahat, ano sabi niya, anong comment niya? It is good. Sabi mo, it is good. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, it is good. Tinan mo ulit. Good yan. Huwag kang magduda. Pastor, parang hindi, mukha eh. Parang hindi. Hindi, good yan. Come on now. Sabi mo, it is good. But first time, God said that it is not good. Kailan nangyari yon? When God saw Adam, he was all alone. Ito yung parang mag-isa yata si Adam. Sabi Lord, it is not good for a man to be alone. Pero yung maganda rito, while Adam was alone, God, Adam is so busy about his purpose. Ano yung sabi sa kanya ni Lord, di ba? Cultivate the garden. Busy si Adam, no? Minamanage siya yung buong hasyenda ni Lord. Garden of Eden. Tapos busy siya, kakapangalan sa mga animals. Sabi niya, ayun, mahaba yung leeg doon. Giraffe yan. Eto, mukhang manggagancho, unggoy yan. Eto, makulit, ganun ang ganun, kangaroo yan. Yan, talon ng talon, frog. Oh, ang galing, di ba? Ang galing ni Adam. Di ba? Kaya ngayon, sino ba yung mga biologists dito, marine life, yung mga ano nyo, di ba? Si Adam lahat nagpangalan noon. Genius. And busy siya, you know, doing his purpose, cool lang siya, chill lang siya. Sabi mo, chill. Chill lang. Chill lang siya. Ano ginagawa niya? Ping pong sa elepante. Dinner sa leon. Okay? Swimming with the dolphin. Adam is not crazy about love. Because Adam knows that God has a plan for his life. And most of the time tayo, pag di natin alam na si Lord pala may plan sa love life natin, sayo mo na sa katabi mo, may plano si Lord sa love life mo. Okay? Pag hindi natin alam yan, okay, nag-aalala tayo, di ba, nag-worry ka? Di ba, may isa ko na rin na conversation, sabi, girl, wala ka pang boyfriend until now? Ano ka ba? Tatanda kang dalaga niyan. 16 years old ka na. Ang mas naman ba nito, the result is, we're happy kasi sobrang worried ka, nag-aalala ka, minsan hindi natin alam yung plan ng Lord, nag-hop tayo sa different relationships. Pumapasok tayo sa isang linggong pag-ibig. Naabot na ni Pastor Jeff yun eh, cassette tape pa. Plaka pa pala. Diba? Lunes, diba? Alam niyo ba yun? Hindi. Ako lang. Nang tayo, Monday, Tuesday, Sunday, break, broken heart. Ang ending, 1,000 boyfriend GF. Isang libo. Sino rito na-pressure ka ng Valentine's Day? Di ba, date? Pagkating mo sa Facebook, lahat na, I'm here, having my date with this, talagang pressure na, ang gagawin ko, wala akong ka-date. Sakit na yung mga kaibigan mo, nag-date sila, enjoy sila, isang kaibigan mo sa isang part na to, nakita mo, meron silang dalawang pares sila, tawag doon, twosome, di ba? Tapos tatlo, nag-date sila, threesome. Apat sila, foursome, and here I am alone but handsome. Ano ang gagawin ko? Pressure na ako. Humble, no? But then again, tingin kayo rito, no need to be afraid, no need to be worried, preoccupied, no need to be pressured because God has a plan for your love life. Come on now. Can we praise God for that? In verse 22, sabi ron, then the Lord God made woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. Alam mo, si Lord yung nag-initiate ng first marriage. Si Lord yung nagdala kay Adam, kay Eve, kay Adam. Sabi mo yun, express delivery. Sabi ni Adam, woman! Diba? Ibang preaching na yun, no? But God initiated the first marriage. Most of the time, kinikilig tayo sa mga teleserye, di ba? Team Jow, Princess and I, Team Jow, sino isa? Ganyan, di ba? Talagang isa na, yun na. Talagang, But then again, is God who initiated the first marriage. May in love ka sa love story na ginagawa ni Jesus sa'yo. Na pre-prepare niya sa'yo. Alright? And marriage is God's idea. It was God who initiated the first marriage. And second P, I want to talk about is pleasure. Say your pleasure. We talked about this last week about sex, but pleasure is more than sex. Alright? In Proverbs chapter 5, verse 18, may your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth. And again, pleasure is God's idea. Yung ni KJ sa Lord. You know what? Let me show you three pictures when we talk about pleasure. Picture number one is a picture of a house, a license, and a buffet. Ano lang yan? Dessert. Okay? First picture is a house with no fire exit. Ang marriage daw is like a house na walang fire exit. I would like to quote this quotation that I heard from someone. Sabi niya, marriage is like a house with no fire exits. You better put the fires out before they get too big. Ang marriage, parang bahay na walang takasan. Kasi, most of the time, ganyan yung tingin natin sa pagiging mag-asawa. Di ba? Pag ayaw mo na, hindi ka na masaya, hindi ka na pinayagang mag-dota, hindi ka na pinayagang mag-basketball, ayawan na. Saan ba yung exit dito? Minsan, di ba, pag nandito ako sa youth service, parang, ayoko nung topic, tinatamaan ako. Saan ba exit? Hindi ganon. Yung marriage is something permanent. It's a covenant. It's something that is destined to be forever. You know what? Ako po, I've been married for about 10 years now by the grace of God. And nag-aaway din po kami. Tao rin po kami ngayon mag-asawa. Nag-aaway po kami. Minsan madalas, minsan. Minsan aaway, bate. But listen to this. hindi ko dinabrag yung sarili ko, but by the grace of God, divorce is never an option for us. Hindi pumasok sa isip ko na, isauli na kita sa nanay mo, no? Baka may sukli pa ako. Hindi ko naisip yon. Buti na lang, di ba? At buti na yung asawa ko, hindi rin naisip na ibalik ako sa nanay ko, kasi yung nanay ko, ibabalik din ako sa asawa ko. I mean, and this is what I want to share with each and every one of us. I want us to have a vision for marriage that has no way out. Not to discourage you, but to encourage you that God is preparing someone for you that you will be able to live with forever. Say mo, forever. And second picture I want to share with is license, a driver's license. So that's my driver's license. Na-realize ko lang, kakakuha ko lang kasi ng lisensya last year, no? Pag driver's license pala, bawal ngumiti. So, nakasimamat ako dyan. So, yung marriage pala is like a driver's license. There was a time, nag-aaral ako mag-drive, wala akong lisensya. So, kinakabahan ako, parang na ito, baka may polis, baka may makita sa akin. Alam mo yung ganong feeling? Kinakabahan ka. Ganon yung naramdaman ko. Until I was able to get a license pag nandun ko sa Commonwealth. Oh. Kasi may lisensya ka na eh. Diba? And the same thing, pinag-usapan natin last week to, pero touch ko na ng konti. When talking about sex, sex is designed for married people. And most of the time, pag ginagawa natin yan outside sex, dun naging nakakahiya. Dun medyo, parang, di ba? Nakita ka na nag-PDA sa labas, di ba? Yung public display of affection, naghahalikan sila, tapos talagang baka makita, tapos talaga, nahihiya sila eh. Di ba? Pag pumunta ka sa mga motel, sa apartel, yung mga pumapasok doon na hindi mag-asawa, nahihiya sila, pumasok, nahihiya sila, lumabas. Ano ba yung makita sa akin? Hindi ako to. Bakit? They know that there's something wrong. Pero imagine this, no? Before we imagine this, I want to show you a line from a favorite song of mine. Ang title nito, Something Beautiful. Ang kumanda nito, News Boys, is a good band, alright? Sabi ron, may line doon, a kiss without a shame. Ganda, di ba? Naghahalikan kayo, walang hiya. Hindi kayo nahihiya, iba yon. Sorry, Pastor Jeff. Hindi na mabalikan ni Pastor Jeff. Dito, nagmumurot ng pastor na to. Sorry. Yung hindi kayo nahihiya sa isa't isa. Di ba? Imagine this, a wedding day. Naglalakad yung bride, di ba? Sabi ng pastor, yung officiating or the officiating minister, sabi, you may now kiss the bride. Kasi may groom, no? talagang yung pag yung lalo, no? Pag mahaba yung veil, di ba? Ay, yung atag doon, tama, veil. Itataas. Tapos magsasalpok ang dalawang labi, di ba? Nahiya ba sila? Di ba? In front of all the audiences, tapos lahat ng tao nag-celebrate, come on! Di ba? Woo! Something glorious, something good, something pleasant, something God glorifying is happening that moment. Why? Because it was authored by God. You know what? Going back to the first love story, Genesis chapter 2, verse 25, sabi ron, the man and his wife were both, ba't ang iniya kayo? Naked. Okay lang yan. We're both? Nakahubad. And they felt no? Walang iya. Hindi sila nahihiya. Walang iya-hiya. Bakit? Alam kasi nila, God is the author of that. If we have sex, and that, yan sila eh. Yan. Yan yung picture nila. Hindi sila nahihiya, di ba? Dami. Why? Because it's in the boundary of marriage. Listen to this. Let me tell you this. You know what? When you are married, mag-asawa kayo, pinakasalan mo yung asawa mo, by legal and by author, by the word of God, you know what? Every time you will do sex, God is being glorified in that. Sabi ni Lord, well done. Come on. Nag-share pa si Lord. So, I'm not kidding. I'm not trying to entice your imagination, but I want to tell you, if you will do that in the boundary of marriage, wala ka dapat ikahiya because God is honored and glorified. Come on now. Aren't you excited for that? For that kind of pleasure that God is preparing for that? Parang hindi ka excited. Come on! Dapat excited kayo! Alright? Last picture is a buffet. Yeah, sige, let me just quote Joshua Harris. He's one of the authors ng mga dating book. Sabi niya, the right thing at the wrong time is the wrong thing. So, antay-antay lang tayo mga kapatid. Imagine this, if Jesus Christ died for you, how much more God can give you the best wife and husband that you're praying for? Come on now. Antay lang tayo mga kaibigan. Cool lang, sige mo, chill lang, chill ka lang. Alright, last picture is a buffet. It's a buffet. Yan sa spiral, di ba? Yan, galing sa spiral lang, ang sarap dyan. One time, we were going to, hindi sa spiral, no? Sa Heat, sa Shangri-La, 5-star, fine dining. Tapos, sobrang traffic, doon ako magpigil, kumain ako ng burger. Sarap po. Okay na to, pang tawid gutom. Tapos pagdating ko doon sa Shangri-La, hindi ako nakakain ng steak. Kasi busog na ako eh. Nakita ko, galing yung, ang sarap ng steak, oh, prime cut, medium rare, gutom na ako. Hindi ko nakakain. Bakit? Nagsettle ako sa ano, sa burger. Tingin kayo dito. You know what? Sometimes we settle for something less. Alam ko narinig ito a dozen times, but let me just repeat this for you. God has prepared the best for you. A 5-star dining. Something unlimited, something great. But most of the time, we settle for something less. Yung karinderya. Kung kumakain ka ngayon, okay lang. I'm not talking about yung talagang kain, but I'm talking about your perfect, not perfect, walang perfect, but what God is preparing for you. Buffet. Pero minsan, tsaga ka sa kanin baboy. Hindi ko sasabing kanin baboy yung katabi mo ngayon, no? Hindi yan yun. Hindi yan yun, okay? Kasi lahat tayo rito, merong hinandang buffet para sa atin sa Lord. Come on now. Meron. Meron. Kala mo lang wala, pero meron, meron, meron. Don't settle for anything less because God prepared a buffet for you. And lastly, his last P I want to talk about is actually purpose. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22, 25, 31 to 33, right? In verse 22, wives, submit your husbands as to the Lord. In verse 23, husband, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Reading this is the best pick-up line ever. Di ba? Kung babae ka, kung lady, babae ka, sabihin, may magkasabi sa inyo, you know what? I love you. I'm willing to marry you. I'm willing to love you just as Christ loved the church. Oh, sweet. Pick-up line. No? Yung mga pick-up line sa inyo na ano, walang dating. Yan yung best pick-up line. Let me continue reading in verse 31. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. When we talk about God's love, it's about God loving his church. And church is you. Diba sa atin mo, ikaw yung church. Paano kayo naniniwala? Tayo mo ulit, okay? You are the church. How did God express his love for the church? By sending his one and only son to die on the cross. Alright? And God is trying to compare his love into marriage, what Jesus did and finished at the cross. I'm gonna end with a story, alright? Merong isang prince sa isang tribo sa isang island. Ngayon, wala siyang mapangasawa. So, nagkaroon ng search for Miss Island. Tapos, yung search for Miss Island na to, ang mananalo ron, mapangasawa ng prince. So, lahat nag-audition, di ba? Contestant number one. Tapos, may talent. Lahat. Talagang naghanap sila. Tapos, di ba, pag sinuritunod ka ng Miss Universe recently, di ba? May mga bet doon, di ba? Si Miss Ganya, si Miss USA, Miss Zimbabwe, Miss Brazil, Honduras. Ganon yung mga bet. May mga bet, kanya-kanyang bet. So, ganon din sa contest na yun or sa search for Miss Island na yun. Lahat sila merong bet. Tapos yung i-announce na, sino yung nanalo, to everyone's amazement and surprise. Sige, acting lang, okay lang ba? Kunyari na surprise kayo. Hindi yung mga best yung pinili niya. Ang pinili niya, yung walang may gusto, the least of everyone's option. Kung tumawa, ganun tumawa. Talagang
no wonder, sino pipili doon? Wala talaga mapili. But you know what? This prince chose that lady. Tapos, yung pinili niya, announced na, meron kasing tradition sa island na yon, sa tribong yon, alright, na kung paano mo express yung value ng pinili mo, kailangan magbigay ng baka, ng cow. So, ang mga kasabihan, pag isang cow ang binigay, ibig sabihin, yung consolation prize. Nakarinig ba yung ganong comment? Uy, consolation prize yung... Yung consolation prize ka lang dyan sa napangasawa mo, ah. Yung ganun lagi sinasabi sa akin, eh. Yung sa wife ko, consolation prize daw siya sa akin. Tapos, kung two cows, ibig sabihin, jackpot. Nakarinig naman, uy, jackpot ka dyan, ah. Ganun yung sabihin, two cows. So ngayon, come of day nung tradisyon na kailangan magdala ng baka nung prince, di ba, lahat may bodyguard, punta rin sa bahay ng babae. Kinakapahan yung babae, ano kayo bibigay sa akin? Iisip niya, ako baka bigyan ako ng corned beef. Yung maliit pa. Kasi nga naman, kasi yung mga narinig sa mga tao, kinakabahan siya. But to everyone's, again, amazement and surprise, this prince brought with him 10 cows. 10 baka, gulat yung mga tao. Oh, 10 baka, ano nangyari yun? 10 baka yung pinadala ng ano? Nung prince, sabi niya, tingin kayo dito. Sabi nung prince doon sa baba, sabi, this is your worth. 10 cows. Sabi, talagang na-touch. Lumuwa, lumundag sa galak. Knowing that her value is 10 cows. I just want everyone to look up here. If you can look into my eyes, please do so. You know what? Sometimes we think, our value in the eyes of God is just corned beef. 1 baka lang ako, Lord. Ito lang kasi ako eh. 2 baka lang ako, Lord. Kasi minsan, wini-weigh natin. Look up here. Your value in the eyes of God is more than 10 cows. You are worth more than 10 cows. Why? Because your value is actually the very life of the Son of the living God, that is Jesus Christ. That is your value. In 1 John 4:10, it says in there, this is love, nor that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. You are worth more than 10 cows. And what is the connection of this is what we are talking about. If you are a woman here, I want you to look up here. If your value is this life of the Son of our living God, that is Jesus Christ, then when it comes to marriage and getting into a relationship, you can say that you are worth the wait. Say mo yan. Kung babae ka, say mo, can we declare that? Or can you declare that? I am worth the wait. Come on, laksan mo natin. May conviction. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. I am worth the wait. Right, how many men we have here in this place? How many men? Woo! Come on! Tingin kayo rito. Kung lalaki ka, alright? And knowing this, that every one of us here, we know our value. That our value is more than 10 cows. That our value is the life of Jesus Christ. Then everything will change how we see the opposite sex. How we see relationships. Sasabihin mo ngayon, for your future wife, you are worth waiting for. Can we say that? Come on, you are worth waiting for. Kung sino ka man, sana, alright? Sabihin mo, kung sino ka man, you are worth waiting for. Pag may turo yung katabi mo, you are worth waiting for. Ganun eh, oh. Pastor Jeff can see you. He's watching you. Joke lang. Again, our goal in this series, Insta Love, alright, our goal is not for you, paglabas mo rito, sabi na, ayoko na mag-love life. No. We're getting the whole point. Alright? We finished 3 weeks of Insta Love because we know how God designed love. So we can have the grace to wait, to move according to His will, and pursue God's good, pleasing, and perfect will in our life. Amen? Let me ask everyone to stand up as we close. And let me just pray for each and every one of
of us, and let me just end with this phrase, that marriage is a picture of God's love. Marriage is a picture of God's love. And what is God's love? Jesus Christ died for you. And that is the picture of a perfect love. Not us, but God expressing His love. Let me just ask everyone to close their eyes. I'll be praying. Lord, thank you for this night. Lord, thank you for your message. God, that your will is good, pleasing, and perfect. Lord, I thank you, God, because tonight you were able to understand for the past 3 weeks, sa nakaraan na tatlong linggo, we were able to understand what love is, how you design love, and how you express your love for us. Lord, thank you tonight because we encountered that love. Panginoon, thank you so much because babaguhin niyo po yung buhay namin because we understand what love is. Thank you, Jesus. Can I just ask everyone to look up here? Last ito. Alright? Pastor Jeff introduced me a while ago, but he didn't mention one part of my life. He knows this, but he didn't mention that. Looking at the grace of God in my life, I was just amazed. And looking at His love, I didn't start, sabi, 10 years, but we didn't start. Kami na wife ko, we didn't start the right, you know, hindi naman talaga ideal yung how we started. We had our first baby when she was 17. Not a good example para gayahin, but we're not proud, but we want to tell our story because how God moved in our life. She was 17. She was first year in college, taking up nursing. And we had our first baby. And I was 20 years old that time. I really don't know how to, ano ba yung marriage? Ano ba yung magiging mag-asawa? Ano ba yung, paano magkaroon ng pamilya? Ay, alatsamba lang kami. Magulo. Until the time my wife came to know Christ, I was able to get back to the church. And now, we have a relationship with Christ. And looking at our lives right now, I don't even imagine. Hindi ko nga nakita to. Taga rito ako. I grew up, taga Fairview ako na. But I grew up in this place. Taga Taytay Rizal ako. That's where I grew up. I never imagined that I will have the privilege of speaking, preaching the Word of God to the young people. You know what? One thing that I noticed, or, you know, He says, sabi ni Lord, every time, that's God's will at His finest. When we started to trust God's plan, God's purpose, and His pleasure in our lives, hindi ko sasabing perfecto yung buhay namin, but I know it's good, pleasing, and perfect because it's the will of God. Amen? Let me just pray for a group of people here. Just close your eyes and bow your heads. I know that there's some people here, you don't have to raise your hand. Yung view mo ng marriage, distorted. I don't blame you for that. Why? Because yung experience mo, yung naranasan mo, maybe your parents separated when you were young. Maybe wala ka ng yung tatay mo, yung nanay mo, wala sa bahay nyo ngayon. Kasama mo, lola, lola, tita, tito lang. I don't blame you for that. Distorted. Wala ka ng pakalam sa marriage. Negative na yung marriage pag pinag-uusapan sa'yo. I understand. I feel for you. But let me tell you, God's grace and love and His healing is more than that. I'll be praying for you. If that's you, hindi mo na kailangan taas ang kamay mo, but I'll be praying for you and I want you to receive this prayer because God can bring healing into your life tonight. Lord, thank you for the lives that you're touching right now. Lord, I thank you, God, because in Christ's name, the most powerful name, you are bringing healing to the lives of those people right now. Lord, I thank you because, Lord, you're not giving them amnesia, Lord God, na masama yung past nila about sa magulang nila, about marriage. But right now, you're removing any kind of bitterness, any unforgiveness in their hearts so they can forgive their parents. At the same time, Lord God, you are bringing restoration and healing upon their lives. And Lord, I thank you because right now, you are bringing hope, confidence in their heart right now. And that is all because of your love. In Christ's name. Let me just ask everyone, kung okay lang sa inyo, just lift your hands up. All of us, if that's fine. Let's pray for God's grace. Again, ni KJC Lord, but God's will for you is that you will enjoy God-given relationships. I'll be praying for you as we end, and I will call Pastor Jeff in a while. Lord, I thank you for these young people who are committing, Lord, their love life for you with you to you. I thank you because you are giving them grace right now to wait, to prioritize your will upon their lives. Lord, I thank you, Lord, because right now, Lord, they don't have to be worried, anxious, or even pressured of what the culture is or the world is telling them, but they will hold on to your word, to your will, to your power upon their lives. Lord, thank you because you are letting them experience the picture of a perfect love. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone say, amen and amen.